movies that are, you know, like pornographic movies that are just, you know, these movies they've got now.
X-rated movies?
Yeah, do you have any names for those kind of movies?
Sex movies?
Yeah. Do you have any slang names for those?
They're going to see a good flick.
Okay.
That's what my children tell me.
All right. How about a drive-in or a theater that shows nothing but X-rated movies? Would you have a name for a place like that?
Yeah, they're going to see, they're going to the, oh, what they call that? What do we call it? We call it X-rated movies.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm not talking about names like, you know, Winn-Dixie or something like that. But what do you call the real large food stores at the shopping center? What's the name?
We call those the, let's see, the real large.
Yeah, the big ones.
We call those the supermarkets.
Okay. How about if it was a place to buy groceries, but it was a smaller and it was in the neighborhood? What'd you call it?
What we call the small stores in the neighborhood? I don't know.
You know, if it seemed just a little A&B or something like that. It wasn't big, you know, like a shopping center.
We call it a grocery store, that's all.
Okay. And how about a little store that might open early in the morning and close late at night? You know, what kind of a store would you call that?
Oh.
You know, it stays open long hours.
We would call them... No, because most of the stores we have would do like that. We call them, they stays open 24 hours.
What do you call them?
All night grocery.
Okay. You ever heard the term like convenience store or something like that?
Yes, I have heard people say it, but I didn't know what they were talking about.
Okay. How about a store? They might just sell very special things like meats, like they might sell Jewish food, you know,
a kosher store?
Yeah, like a kosher store. What have you ever heard any names for those kind of stores?
No.
You know, like maybe they just sell cheese and some kind of lunch meats and stuff, you know?
Oh, you talking about a delicatessen?
Yeah, right. Usually kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, what kinds of things do some people have in the kitchen to heat food when they don't want to bother with the stove or the oven?
They have rotisseries, and they have, what's this other thing? They have a rotisseries, and we had an electric frying pan.
You had what?
We had a rotisseries. And we had we mostly used the electric frying pan.
Okay. Hey, what are some of those new things that
I know what you're talking about. Radar oven.
Okay, something like that. All right, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry around, you know, where you go in and put money in?
Yes.
Okay, what do you call those?
We call it the laundromat.
Okay. And you call us anything else?
The wash house.
Okay. How about in a house, some people might have a box or a container of some kind that has a lid on it that you put dirty clothes in. What do you call that?
The dirty clothes hamper.
All right. If it didn't have a lid on it, you know, if it was just open, would you call it a hamper?
We would call it a dirty clothes basket.
Okay. All right, and what about the electric thing that's used to sweep floors?
The vacuum cleaner.
Okay. If you have a vacuum cleaner, there's two kinds that I know of. You know, the type that has a stick that you move like that. Then there's the round kind, the canister. And the one with the stick has a cloth.
You're talking about the bag on the back?
Yeah, what would you call that bag?
Uh,